Welcome back to the Grizzlies pregame show. I'm Tyson Whiting. One of the impressive players for the Grizzlies has been Joe Wegworth. He's got 3 goals and 2 assists in 8 games. He got the game winner on Wednesday night against the Florida Everblades, 22 seconds into overtime. Here's Joe Wegworth talking about the performance.
I thought we had a really good start, and that's been one of our objectives lately, is to come out of the gates quick every period. Obviously, we had some lulls there in the first and second period, but I thought we kind of battled through it. You know, we're going to have some adversity. Not every game's going to be perfect, but we found a way. And, you know, when you start to put a streak together, that's what you have to do. You have to find a way, and I thought we did that tonight.
The rookie out of Notre Dame has been impressive. He's on the same line with Jack Jenkins, who was his teammate for 4 seasons at the University of Notre Dame. Here's Wegworth talking about one of the keys to success for the Grizzlies so far on the homestand.
I think we had a lot of success when we kept it simple, chip pucks by people. I think when we tried to skate pucks out of our end or do too much, that's when we got in trouble. So I think just simplifying our game, having everybody commit to chipping the puck out and being hard on the forecheck, finishing checks, I think that's what really gave us success.
That's Joe Wegworth, who's been impressive this season. Now, head coach Tim Branham has liked the fact that the Grizzlies are 4-for-13 on the power play so far this homestand.
At the end of the day, our power play was great. Our penalty kill was great. We were able to get the 2 points. It was a character win. We learned a lesson of, you know, you can't let your guard down. You got to make sure you play hard, especially our team that we have now. We have a blue-collar, hard-working team. And we saw when we play that way, you know, against a good team like Orlando with great goaltending, we're able to have success. You know, and we didn't quite play that full 60 minutes tonight, but we still found a way to get 2 points, and good teams do that.
And if the Grizzlies want success here tonight, they're going to have to do those little things, and the special team's going to have to come up big once again, as the Grizzlies have 3 straight overtime victories against teams from the state of Florida. Remember last Friday, the Grizzlies won 2-1 in overtime as J.C. Brassard got the game winner. Then last Saturday, it was Eric Williams who played the hero role as he scored with 2:09 left in the extra session. And then Wednesday night, the Grizzlies got goals from 5 different players, including Joe Wegworth, 22 seconds into overtime. And it's won by the Everblades. They try to clear it out. Kevin Davis keeps it in. Davis over in the slot as Grizzlies spread. Yuri Terrell back to Davis. Davis to Magali. Magali will throw it to Wegworth. Wegworth on the doorstep. He shoots. He scores. Joe Wegworth wins it. And for the 3rd straight game, the Grizzlies get it in overtime. It's Wegworth's 3rd of the season, and the Grizzlies are going crazy. They're going crazy. Oh, baby, what a play. And what a fun series it's been with all the dramatic victories the Grizzlies have gotten so far against teams from the state of Florida here in Utah. When we come back, we'll have coaches' keys to the game. You're listening to Utah Grizzlies Hockey on Utah's Classic Country AM 1370.